Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for any media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Probably? 50-50?
Yes. 100% yes.
Certain to vote? Okay. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
I'm 46.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, what is your racial or ethnic group based that describes you?
Casper White, also known as Caucasian.
Caucasian. Can you please rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on the scale from 0 to 10? Well, 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated. What number?
10.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you real quick a list of elected officials. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job? Joe Biden as a president. Approve or disapprove?
There's no in between? All right, I'll say approve, but I'd rather in between.
Somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove. Those are the one between.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And Marcy Kaptur as a congresswoman. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And Donald Trump as a former president. Approve
disapprove.
Or disapprove?
Whatever the lowest possible horrible disapproval.
Strongly, okay.
Strongly and disapprove.
Thank you, ma'am. And how about Sherrod Brown as a senator? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Thank you. And approve strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. I'm going to read you the list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression? And if you have not heard of the person or institution or not familiar with them, just let me know, okay?
Okay,
Marcy Kaptur. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of it?
Very favorable.
Okay. And Derek Merritt, same question?
I don't know him.
Okay. And Republican in Congress, favorable, unfavorable, very, or somewhat?
Any Republican in Congress, or that guy is a Republican in Congress?
No, everybody, Republicans as a whole, in general, to the best of your knowledge.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. And Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Very,
as much
or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And Democrat in Congress, very somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And Donald Trump, same question, same options.
Unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. And First Energy, do you have any?
I have a lot of opinions on them. They're garbage, but I would say very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
And if the election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Democrat, but only because independents are going to split the vote.
Understood. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were the Democrat, Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, from who would you vote?
Democrat.
Sherrod Brown. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, from who would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Oh, Marcy, definitely.
Okay, Marcy. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there is no chance that you will consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt?
No chance I will vote for any Republicans anytime, probably in my lifetime, with what's going on.
Understood.
Ever.
Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about a Democrat, Marcy Kaptur. And remember, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? Man? So you can let them know that whatever you hear about them, it's not going to change your opinion one way or the other. Now, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. And it is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less to vote for Kaptur, someone less? Does make no difference? And if this statement makes you more likely to vote for her, and if you don't think it's true, please say so.
Okay. Boy, that's hard. Okay. It does not change my opinion on it, and the way that it is worded has some truth in it, but it is spun in such a way that it probably would make me more inclined to vote for her because it's got a spin to it on purpose.
No, I understand. And remember, this, like I said, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign. So I'm going to
attack ads. They'll be the attack ads.
It makes no difference, right, to you?
Okay. Correct.
Now, moving right along. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, can you please indicate if it makes you less likely to vote for them, someone less likely, or it makes no difference? And if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, and or if you don't think that is true, please say so. Now, here's the first one. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws to drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Watonville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employers' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. Much less, someone less, no difference, more likely or not true. And your support for him.
It's not going to change. It won't make any difference to me.
Okay.
With the support for him. And so whether or not it's true, there's a lot of future statements in there, so I can't say whether it's true or untrue.
No, I understand that. But that statement will make you to support him much less, someone less. It makes no difference. More likely to support him? No, it's not true. Those are the choices.
It makes no difference.
It makes no difference. Okay. Now, Derek Merritt wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even fine them punishable by death. Merritt's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancy, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Much less, someone less, no difference, more likely or not true? When it comes to your
makes
support.
It would make it be much less likely to support him.
Okay. Now, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfer. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to their job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. Much less to support him, someone less, no difference, more likely or not true?
No difference.
Okay. And as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate and special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end a mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies will save some money, and even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Is that statement will make you to support him much less, someone less, no difference, or more likely or not true?
It'd make me much less likely to support him, as a landlord especially.
Understood. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. Much less to support him, someone less, no difference, more likely.
No difference.
Okay. And in the state legislature, Derek Merritt saw extravagant accolades to his office, like plus carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Is that statement will make you to support him much less? Someone less? No difference? More likely or not true?
No difference, because that's probably half of Congress.
And based on what
honestly.
You just heard. Understand. Now, and based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt? Or will you still vote for Merritt? One reason that you would not support him?
The best reason to not support him would be women's rights over their own bodies. That second or third one that you went over. That'd be the best reason to say no to him.
Understood. Okay, about the abortion bill. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. And so let me ask you once again, if the general election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy.
Okay, and what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for the Republican Derek Merritt? Again, they ask
I hate to say it, but just because he's a Republican, and Republicans have changed how they do things lately. In the last 10 years, they've gotten pretty evil.
He's a Republican.
Strictly party affiliation, that's it.
Okay. What's the last year of schooling that you had completed? High school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college, associate degree, bachelor's degree, graduate school, or advanced degree?
Some college.
Okay, thank you. Okay, here we go. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, that Republican, and independent, or something else?
I guess I align more with Democrats. I don't consider myself anything, but I do align more with Democrats.
Understood. A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Not so strong.
Okay. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very, somewhat, not too important, or not at all?
Somewhat, but only recently. Somewhat as of right now.
Understood. If the 2020 election for president, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you as well. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No, that's only the second moment.